Hey guys, welcome to the Pronunciation Challenge. This is Sean, and it's nice to see you guys again. Today's video is about an assumption. What if 7 billion people jumped at the same time on Earth? Are we going to be fine, or injured, or even worse, are we going to die? So, to find out what will happen if 7 billion people jumped at the same time, you guys can go check on the video to find out the answer. It's pretty interesting. All right, let's take a look at the sentence together. This jump will create a truly significant amount of energy, part of which will return back to each person through their shoes, and some of which will dissipate into the environment with very interesting consequences. This jump will create a truly significant amount of energy, part of which will return back to each person through their shoes, and some of which will dissipate into the environment with very interesting consequences. All right, let's take a look at the vocabularies together. 第一个单字是 significant。Significant 这个字当形容词有重要的或是有意义的意思。Becoming a good father is one of the most significant achievements in his life. 成为一位好父亲是他人生中一件意义非凡的成就。接下来会介绍几个相似的单字。第一个是 important。Important 这个字有重要的或是重大的意思。It is important to pay attention to your diet if you want to be healthy. 如果你想要保持健康，注意饮食是件非常重要的事。Remarkable, remarkable. 这个字有非凡的或是卓越的意思。Albert Einstein was a remarkable scientist. 爱因斯坦是位杰出的科学家。Momentous, momentous.Momentous 这个字有重要的或是重大的意思。接下来是 dissipate， dissipate， dissipate 这个字有逐渐消失或者是浪费的意思。The cockroaches soon dissipated when the janitor sprayed pesticide。在清洁人员喷完杀虫剂后，蟑螂很快的就消失了。You should seize the chance. Don't let your passion dissipate.你应该要把握机会，不要让你的热情消逝了。接下来是 scatter。scatter 这个字有分散或是散步的意思。He scattered his clothes all over the floor. 他把衣服扔了一地。dispel。dispel 也有类似散步的意思，它有驱散或是消除的意思。How can we dispel our own doubts and fears?我们要如何消除自身的疑虑或是恐惧呢？比较用在属于情绪的部分。接下来下一组单字是 environment。environment。那这个单字在拼字的时候要小心，它有一个 N 在 M 前面。We need to put our thought into action to protect our environment. 我们要将想法化为行动，才能保护环境。那接下来有几个单字跟 environment 很接近，第一个是 surroundings， surroundings。那 surroundings 这个字有环境或是周围的情况的意思。那它跟 environment 的差别是，我们小范围的时候使用 surroundings， 那比较大的范围，像是我们的大环境，我们使用 environment。Always check your surroundings before putting the car in motion.每次在车子发动前都要先观察一下周遭的环境。接下来是 neighborhood。neighborhood。neighborhood 这个字有邻居或是邻近的地区的意思。They live in the neighborhood of the big shopping mall. 他们住在大型购物中心附近。接下来最后一组单字是 consequence。consequence。Consequence 这个字有结果或是后果的意思。 那今天也会介绍几个单字都有结果或是后果的意思。第一个是 result To ensure good results, he put a lot of hard work into this project. 为了让这个案子有好的结果，他付出很多心血。接下来是 outcome. He was hopeful about the outcome of the interview last week. 他对于上周面试的结果抱持着希望。接下来是 aftermath.这个后果主要是用在不愉快的事情，比如说像是天灾等等的。Many people were homeless in the aftermath of the typhoon. 台风肆虐后，有许多人无家可归。All right, that's all for the pronunciation challenge today. Don't forget to check the video, and I'll see you next time. Bye!